Okay, we had a really good quiz night last night, very enjoyable. And one of the quizzes, or one of the sort of rounds, was about recognising different places. And since some of you weren't able to be here last night, I thought I'd give you a little bit, where is that? Okay, who knows where that is?
Somewhere wet.
Somewhere wet. That won't do, Roland. East? Slightly.
Hungary.
Hungary. Was that you, Chris? Yeah. Chris, tell us what it is. That's right. Okay, well done. It's been on the news this week. About six or so people lost their lives when this 6-foot wall of, as Chris said, it's sludge, toxic sludge. Okay, and it's finding its way into the rivers. One of the rivers, all the vegetation, all the life was killed off. Okay, next one. Where's that? Where?
Florida.
Well, you're right, Norma. Tell me a bit more. That's it. Yeah, they're cleaning up after the oil spill in the Gulf. I don't know where that is, but what's happening? One of the younger ones, come on. What do you think is happening there? Anybody got any ideas? Okay, yeah. Somebody, they're clearing up plastic bags have gone into the ocean where they've been dumped, and I think that's the Indian Ocean, but I'm not 100% sure. Okay? So it's oil, ocean pollution from plastic. What's that depicting? Smog. Okay? From exhaust. Anybody recognise the country? Got any ideas? Yeah, you know, what sort of cars they are? A bit of a clue. Not Japan, good effort. Not China. Not Korea. Bit nearer home. Not France. Not Russia. Not Greece. Could be here all day. Italy. Okay. Yeah, surprising. Those of us that went to Italy in the summer didn't see anything quite like that. It was nice and beautiful. But in the towns, many cities throughout the world like that. That could be anywhere. Could have been West Croydon a few years ago. We got the chimneys, and I guess it was the smoke. So that's just typical of many industrial areas. What's that about? Any thoughts? Deforestation. Right, okay, that's Indonesia, where the forests have been cut back. And we know that one of the results, well, tell me, what's the result of cutting back forests? What's happened recently, probably largely as a result of deforestation? Global warming, maybe? Hole in the ozone layer? Landslides? Rain? Flooding in Pakistan is probably accentuated by the fact that many of the forests have been cut down. How about that one? Well done. That is it? Could be anywhere. I don't know where it is, actually. How about that one? No, not the Olympic site. No, not the Commonwealth Games site.
The golfing site in Wales?
No. The what? I saw this picture on Monday. Okay, it was outside, I think it's County Hall, you know, by the Thames, where the mayor's got his base. There's some massive great pictures. One of them was very much like that. Anybody got any ideas what that is? No? Anybody? Oh, well, it's not oil pollution. It's actually in Alberta, and they're tar sands. They're getting the oil that's in the sand, in the ground. And it's actually causing incredible devastation. It takes... Where's Alberta?
Some people might not know. Where is it?
Do you know?
Yeah.
Well, tell us then. Canada. Right. Well done, Norma. Okay. Canada is where Alberta is. Okay. What are you laughing at, Mary? Anyway. Why am I showing you all this? Am I recruiting for Greenpeace? You know, we look at these pictures and we think, what is man doing to our planet? Well, I'm not actually recruiting for Greenpeace. What I'm trying to think is, what does it mean in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, where it says, so that your descendants will live all over the earth and bring it under their control? Now, it's interesting, actually. Another version says, have dominion over. And it's really important that we understand what that is about. What is man's responsibility? Because dominion actually means having responsibility without exploitation. That's actually what it means. Trouble is, we think of dominion, domination, control, as if we do what we want with the world that God has made. You see, God made the world and said to mankind, your responsibility is to look after it, not to plunder it, not to exploit it, but to look after it. That's God's purpose for humankind. You see, I don't know how you see the world evolving. Some people say, you know, 7 days God made the world. Others will see it as a process through evolution. But the reality is, the time came when God made man, and he didn't put the animals in charge, he put us in charge. God made this world, and he came to a point in that creation when he said to mankind, you're responsible for this world that I have made. The onus is on us as humankind to look after the world. Now, I know some people go on a lot about all of this, and we probably don't a great deal here, but it is important. There it is, right at the beginning of God's word. In Genesis, we have a responsibility to the world that God has made. God made a very beautiful world. In those early verses, it said, God made the world and he saw what he had made, and it was very good. You know, today we're here to celebrate harvest. And we celebrate harvest because God has provided for us. The world that he has made is amazing. If you look at the beauty, if you look at his creation, the birds, the trees, the plants, whatever, it is a beautiful world. No wonder God said it was very good. And then when God had made mankind, because actually at the early parts when he creates the sun and the moon and the stars and the vegetation, he says it's good. It's when he creates man that he says it's very good. There is a wonderful potential for us to work with God. See, God created, he gave life, but it's his purpose that we work with him. We're to be co-workers. You know, people say, don't they? I mean, there's that little joke, really, that somebody was doing their garden and somebody came along and said, oh, you know, you look what wonderful garden that God has given you. And they said, well, you should have seen it before I put a hand in it. And, you know, that's the reality. God gives life, but he gives us the responsibility of working with him. Talking of which, by the way, I'm glad that came to my mind. We've got a gardening day here on Saturday. All right, so if you'd like to be co-workers with God in his little vineyard here, doing the grass and doing the borders, 10 o'clock on Sunday. All right, Saturday even, Saturday. Okay, sorry, yes, sorry about that. Okay. But that's an example, isn't it? You know, we can work together. That's God's purpose, that together we serve his world. It's obvious. You know, God may give the growth. We don't give the growth. God does. Our responsibility is to sow and to water. And then, of course, we have the blessing of harvest. And again, that's why we're here this morning, because we're celebrating the harvest that God's provided. Came across that little cartoon, and the child is saying, "We have so much to be thankful for. One day a year hardly seems adequate." That's a good point to make, actually. You know, God has given us so much. He has blessed us so richly. And just to say thank you on one day doesn't really seem adequate. You know, we do have a responsibility. God has put us in charge to have dominion. In other words, to be responsible for this world without exploiting the world. And I guess some of us would sort of not want to get into the political side of things and, you know, Greenpeace and all of that. But we can't just say, oh, well, that's not anything to do with us. You know, God says to us as his creation, you are responsible. Take your responsibilities seriously. And I think that's a word for us in the church. Now, some people will say, well, the church is about people getting converted, coming to know Christ. Of course it is. We want everybody to know Christ. But if they know Christ, won't they want to look after the world that God has made? Of course they will. For God, this world is a good place. He made it. He cares about it. And so we, as his children, should surely be involved in caring about it as well. And then giving thanks for all the good that he has given. So let's have a prayer as we reflect on that. Lord God, we do thank you for the world that you've made. Thank you for the beauty of the world. But Lord, we'd have to recognise too for the way in which we've really messed it up in many ways and we've spoilt it. Lord, you've called us to take responsibility, but not to exploit. And I pray that you would help us to know what that means for us. Lord, maybe for some of us it's just looking after that little area around our house or in our flat or perhaps the church garden. For others of us it might mean getting involved politically in some way. But Lord, help it not to be the responsibility of other people. Help us all to recognise our responsibility. And Lord, we want to say thank you for this harvest time. Thank you for providing for us so bountifully. Thank you for the gifts that you've given to us. And Lord, I pray that we would indeed not just be thankful on this one day, but every day for all that you've given us. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.